Recorded Books presents Pardalita by Joana Estrella. Translated by Lynn Miller Lockman. Narrated by Irene Vasquez. To Rita, who knew me by sight as I knew her too. Pardalita, I wrote your name on the table without noticing. I was distracted and my hand formed the letters. But maybe it wasn't really your name. I could have meant the name of any random person, a random bird, an ordinary sparrow. I only know it was you because this is a small town. And everyone is up in each other's business. For instance, the South Wing hall monitor knows my dad is getting married again. For instance, I now know telling the South Wing hall monitor, "How about minding your own business, you piece of shit?" will get a student suspended. There are things I'm still finding out. I was sitting by the guidance office door, waiting for my mom to pick me up, and you passed. Flew past. Someone behind you called out, "Pardalita, you forgot the paper roll." And you spun around. Your head is in the clouds. Something I would have said if I knew you. Take the paper there. Don't forget. I stayed home from school for 2 days. It wasn't bad. My mom and Zed left in the morning, and I had the whole house to myself. That never happens. I didn't do anything different except turn up the music. First English class after returning to school. While I was out, they reviewed irregular verbs. They're verbs that don't follow the pattern for past tense. The teacher gave me a table with all of them and explained, "You're not supposed to understand them. You just have to learn them by heart." She must have noticed my annoyance because she added, "Actually, you're in luck. English doesn't have many irregular verbs. Portuguese is much worse." I doubt I would learn Portuguese unless I was already Portuguese. There's no reason to do it. The only useful word in Portuguese is obrigadinha. You can't translate that. Luisa and I cut each other's hair. Three fingers. Cut, cut, cut. Irregular verb. The challenge is not to wet it first. Mine is a short bob, the way I like it. My dad says I look like a beetle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My dad. Every other weekend, I'm with my dad. When I was a little kid, this annoyed him because he wanted to go out and I wrecked his plans. Because I had to be in bed by 10:30. I had nightmares. I made him bring me a glass of water or sit on the bed next to me. Sometimes he brought me to dinner at his friends' houses and put me to bed in some random room. When it was time to leave, he would pick me up and carry my dead weight to the car. I was already too old for him to carry me around, but this was the one exception, and I took full advantage. Like if I awakened, I'd still pretend to be asleep. And I forgave him for leaving me in a stranger's room. Forgive, forgave, forgiven. The problem with short hair is that it grows out super fast. It looks great for 2 weeks, and then falls into my eyes. Watching TV with my mom and brother. "Boo, commercials," Mom said. She's like a rainbow. "Shh, shut up." We weren't saying anything. "Whose music is this?" Mom asked. "I think it's the Rolling Stones," my brother replied. "I used to listen to this," said Mom. I never see my mom getting into music. Even when she turns on the radio, she chooses talk stations. I showed her how to search for the Rolling Stones on YouTube. At night, I could hear the singer's voice from my room on a loop. My mom, alone in bed, listening to the same song over and over.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?